this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on coming home.
Thank you very much, Larry. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to go back on Flagler Street and coach to a place where I once called home. So, I mean, just say I'm returning home now.
If you're a fan of Miami High, you got to kind of like be shaking your head a little bit over the last 3-4 years. Down in the dumps to, like I said, virtually could have won it all last year. And then this year kind of disbanded and kind of struggled around. You know the athletes are there because you've played there. You're on the fringes of Booker T. You're on the fringes of Jackson. You're on the fringes of basically a lot of different areas. And it's a really good high school. You know, they've rebuilt it. They've added a lot of technology to it. So you see more of an interest coming back to that, to the little Havana area. As a guy who's been around that program, what needs to be done to get it to a level where they stay, where they compete with Gables, where they compete with a Columbus, you know, on a weekly basis?
Stability, believing in the hiring. A lot of the old alumni, like coming back, showing their face, walking around. It's going to take more than a Corey Smith. It's going to be like a group effort for us to get back where we want to be on a consistent basis. So I think with me coming in and I bring in my old high school coach, Coach Sheldon Hanks from Booker T,
yeah,
and bringing back the some old guys from Miami High is really should be able to point us in the right direction.
You know, there was a time when Booker T wasn't around where Miami High pretty much kind of dominated when they wanted to, back in the Ricky Seeley era, back in the, you know, those type of times, even when Sed was there for, you know, for the years. The talent is there. I mean, you see it. I mean, every year, even the kids that live in the zone, in that zone, you could see that the talent's there. The only thing that has lacked at Miami High through the years is a youth football program that they could just directly feed from. What does that look like now?
Well, you know, I got strong ties with Gwen Cherry.
Right.
We reached out to Miami Youth High, which have a few alumni from Miami High that have reached out to me. I mean, like I say, we got people in place ready to come back and help out and move, get the ball moving in the right direction. Once you have some stability in the program, everybody will come home.
Yeah. No, I believe that. Corey Smith joining us, new head coach at his alma mater, Miami High, one of the high-profile programs, a program that pretty much, as you know, if you've walked the halls any time, that has history that goes back into the 20s, great, one of the great programs of our time throughout the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and into the 60s. And I always say carried football if it wasn't for Miami High and what they did. And, you know, later on with schools like Edison, you know, coming around and Gables, the programs wouldn't be like they are now. They're kind of diluted because you have a lot of, a lot of bigger schools on the outside. What is, you know, you take a look, Corey, because you see the success at schools like Northwestern and Carroll City at Central every year, and then New Orleans kind of spikes, Booker T, all the inner city schools. Miami High kind of has the best of both worlds. They're not really an inner city school, but you could always get a lot of the inner city kids to come.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we're in a great location. We don't have to fight with the big powerhouse schools for some of the kids. We're a school where kids want to get a chance to play where they feel they've been overlooked at some of the schools. Right now, we're not in a position to tell nobody no,
right,
don't come. So, I mean, whatever come, we're welcome them. We're going to coach them up. Yes, we have some talent still at Miami High. So it's just like you're making a soup.
Right.
You got the potatoes. You got the peas. You're just trying to make a nice meal on Flagler. That's all.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Also, too, you have off season, and I know you're huge into the off season. The kids got to be doing something. I mean, whether it's conditioning, playing basketball, wrestling, whatever they do in the off season, they need to be doing something. But also your skill kids that you would like to get on the 7-on-7 circuit, try to develop them. How important is that going to be in year one for you to get all your kids to go to these events and your linemen to go to some of these events to start taking part more so than they have?
Well, Coach, I want to say this first and foremost. I'm glad you said something about the 7-on-7 You know, I'm SFE for life. So it's a good thing that, you know, I'm in the 707 world. A couple of my kids will be a part of SFE. We're going to do a couple of local 707 tournaments with Miami High. And then we're going to do a lot of out of town tournaments. So we want to get the competitive edge and learn how to compete again. That's the key word on Flagler. We got to learn how to compete before we even talk about winning. And if we can learn how to compete, winning will come not too long after that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Coach Corey Smith joining us, Miami High's new coach. You also have, as you mentioned, calling on Coach Hanks, which is always great to do. But you also have a lot of alumni kind of out there, maybe not doing nothing, like Andre Johnson, maybe would want to come out and hang out and influence, because I know he likes doing that. He went to the playoff game last year. You have Roscoe Parrish. You have guys who used to go to Miami High that, you know, it's not like they're not tremendously busy these days. I know that a couple of Miami High, we talked to Coach Oscar, one of the best kickers the school ever had, and a great special teams guy. So there's a lot of interest and a lot of rejuvenation. Do you feel that as well? Have they contacted you and got a hold of you and wished you well?
Well, I haven't talked to Dre or Roscoe, but I have talked to Wilkie Perez and the guys that I played with, and I would love for the Ben Hanks and everybody to come by and show their face and tell their story. You know, that's what it's about.
Yep.
Learning that it can, why not us? And like I say, it's we're not in a bad situation. We're in a rebuilding, but not a rebuilding at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, I expect a big thing from us this year. But yes, I have talked to Yoel Molina, one of my offensive linemen, the playback with me, George Hernandez, or a couple of guys from the past that inboxed me, Kevin Stewart, that played. They'll inbox me or call me, and you know, they just want to be a part of something.
Good stuff.
My door is open to all of the paths of the future.
Good stuff. Corey, I appreciate you coming on. Congratulations. Nobody deserves it more than you. I know how hard you work. I always am in your corner. You're one of the good guys. And we'll continue to follow you. And we'll see you. Well, I think we'll see you Saturday.
Hey, Larry, thank you once again. I got to say, Brett, SFE family, Ricky, Foster, Samari, I have to get a shout out to all my boys.
Nice job. And make sure the zone knows that you're here too.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. All right, good stuff. New head coach Corey Smith, Miami High.